This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. I'm the warrior, middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist here with you today, Monday, to take on Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all the people of this world who want to destroy and rip down the United States of America, destroy our culture, destroy our success, destroy capitalism, destroy our history, rip down our statues. And yes, it is Black Lives Matter in the middle of all that. Yeah, I'm one of the few hosts in the world who has the balls to tell you. I said it in my early show, and I'll say it again. Black Lives Matter is destructive. It's run by people whose goal is the destruction of the United States of America. Its leaders are Marxists and communists out to destroy everything I believe in, everything you believe in, everything 63 million Trump voters believe in. Its co-founder announced that she studied under Marxism. The co-founder announced that their goal is to remove Trump from office. It's a political organization. It's probably funded by George Soros. And certainly many other billionaires around the world who hate this country and want to rip it down. And they're an arm of the Democrat Party. But then I also said there are many, many nice people who are marching inside Black Lives Matter marches, protests, rallies, events, who are good people, who are black people, whose goal in life is to create social justice and fairness and equality. I get that. And who don't want black men to be shot dead by police when they're unarmed and they're innocent. I got that. If that's your only goal, I'm with you. And some of the people are nice people with that goal. But the majority of the people, and certainly the leadership of Black Lives Matter, real problem for the United States. I'll get to all that in a second. First, I want to mention there are those in the liberal media, easy for me to say, liberal media, who want to tell you Trump's rally was a failure on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because they blocked people from getting in, and they went online, and they took up 300,000 spaces, and so there was no room for our people, and then our people showed up, and they were standing in the way, and they were vicious and violent and vile, and they think that means people didn't show up for Trump. Well, guess what? The Trump rally gave Fox News their largest Saturday night audience in history. In history. More than 11 million viewers on a Saturday night. That is amazing. 11 million online views is what it says here. Online views. I guess that's in addition to the 11 million. It was the biggest Saturday night ever for Trump, and 11 million views, it says, and then 11 million online views. So I don't know, a little confusing as to what their exact metric is, but there were 11 million views, the most on a Saturday night in the history of Fox. Now on to some of the problems in our society. Like I say, there's people out there who want to destroy us all. Race activist Sean King calls for the removal of all statues, murals, and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother. Tear them down. He issued a statement on Twitter to his 1.1 million followers. I'd have 10 million followers if Twitter was honest, speaking of fairness and equality and social justice. How about when conservatives get screwed over? When they cut off the ability for anyone to see me and to see my statements and my posts and to join me. So I don't have 1.1 million followers. But this moron, Sean King, this loser, communist, anarchist, terrorist, Sean King, says, yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim is Jesus should come down. It's a form of white supremacy. Always has been. In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down, he says. Yes, old murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends. Well, does it occur to you that's because Jesus was white? And that's because his mother was white European and his friends were white, you idiot? He calls it a gross form of white supremacy, created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down. All the statues of Jesus are a form of white supremacy. Folks, this is what you're dealing with. The communists are running free in our country. Let me give you another example of the communists. John Legend, the famous Grammy Award-winning pop star from Hollywood. John Legend, married to Chrissy Teigen, communist. If you don't think he's a communist, let's do a statement. Paying for cops and building prisons is destructive for our society. He's doubling down on his calls to defund the police, saying paying cops and building prisons is destructive for our society. These people are sick in the head. You want to live in a world without cops and prisons? Great. Go to an island somewhere far, far away. Move to Tahiti. I don't care where it is. Move to Cuba. Move to Venezuela. Move to Haiti. There's an island with anarchy, no police, and not enough prisons. Move to Haiti. Good luck in Haiti. But don't screw up my country, you communist loser. A Hollywood vocal supporter of defund the police movement, John Legend. Paying police officers' salaries is expensive and destructive. If we spend the money on the front end, then we don't have to spend it on the back end, paying a bunch of cops and building a bunch of prisons. Oh, just give all my tax money to criminals. Give all my tax money to people because of the color of their skin. What if I said give all the money to America to people because they're white? That'll be good for America. What if I said that? What if I said give all the money of the federal government to white business owners because that will create jobs and it'll be good for America? Can you imagine what would happen to me? But you're allowed to say, basically what he's saying is, take everyone's money, all the people that are the earners and producers of America, and redistribute it to people who are black and black communities and cut off the cops and the prisons and spend all the money on black people. Absolutely sick in the head. John Legend, sick of the head communist. That'll work real well in Chicago. 104 shot, 14 killed in Chicago weekend violence. Mass shooting in Minneapolis. It'll work out. That's before you've defunded police. That'll work out well once you defund the police. And let me ask you something. Light bulb moment. Every city with major crime and murder on the streets, a killing zone in the streets, every one of those cities are black cities. Minority cities, run by black mayors, Democrat mayors, black sheriffs, Democrat sheriffs, black city council, Democrat city council, black district attorneys, or Democrat city district attorneys, prosecutors. So you explain, how did we do something to you as Republicans, or as white people, or in my case, as Jews? How did we do something to you when there's cities that are run 100% by Democrats and probably 90% by black Democrats? And the cities are dying for who? Black people. Why? I don't know. You tell me. I know I have nothing to do with it. 22 people shot over the weekend in New York. 22 shot, New York City, turning into a killing field just like Chicago. You know why New York City was the safest big city in America and why it wasn't a killing field? Stop and frisk. It worked. You go to bad neighborhoods. How do you define bad neighborhoods? Any neighborhood with high crime, high violent crime, robberies, murder, rape. And you look out at the street and say, look at those people right there. I think we should check them for guns. They look like trouble. And you're going to say, oh, they're black. I don't care what they are. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're Spanish. They're in a high-crime neighborhood, and they're the age and the M.O. of criminals. So search them. If they have nothing on them, they have nothing to fear. It worked, and New York City became the safest city in the world. Ask my friend Bernie Carrick. Never did they say, oh, search them because they're black. Search that neighborhood because they're black. No. The neighborhood's a high-crime neighborhood. You go where the crime is, and you search people in that neighborhood, not because they're black. Because you try to protect the good, honest, law-abiding black citizens of that neighborhood. You search whoever is young and fits the MO of trouble. And now you stop that, and New York City becomes a killing field, just like Chicago. How about Charlotte? The Juneteenth celebration turns bloody in Charlotte. Two dead, nine shot, five hit by vehicles, and partiers jump on the back of firefighters. What a wonderful holiday. Juneteenth. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Looters destroy Ohio woman's cupcake shop, then threaten her life for cooperating with police. She's receiving death threats for cooperating with police after her store was destroyed by looters. Kelly Kunda owns Colossal Cupcakes in Cleveland, targeted by rioters last month while she and four of her employees hid in the bathroom. She's credited the police with saving their lives. Appearing on Fox and Fred, she said along with the death threats, there have been people saying that once she rebuilds, it's going to get hit again. People are upset she's working with the FBI, which they say is against the cause. And she explained, I'm actually absolutely for the cause, but it's upsetting people I would involve the police over something such as property. So she's another liberal moron, a white liberal moron who's actually absolutely for the cause. What's the cause? If the cause is never let police kill innocent black people, I'm for the cause too. If the cause is communism, which all the leaders and founders of Black Lives Matter, they've admitted they were they're trained Marxists. And they're out to destroy Trump and destroy America and destroy capitalism. If that's the goal, then I'm not absolutely for the cause. I hope she's not either. She doesn't understand what the cause is. It's to burn down businesses, white or black, Jewish or Christian, doesn't matter. Anyone who owns a business is the power structure of America. They want to destroy us all. They want to loot us, burn us, destroy us, rob us. She's owned the cupcake shop for 10 years. A significant part of her life was spent building it up. And in one night, they ruined it. My family built it. I listened to it get absolutely destroyed, she said. The whole time we were locked in the bathroom, I listened to everything get shattered and crushed. These are bad people, man. Hi, this is Wade Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts, starting as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in premiums. This is my 4th year, so I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, and you really deserve, you need, you should, you must, check it out. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. It's my only health insurance for 4 years now, and they've come through for me again and again. 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So what I was saying about Black Lives Matter is that there are some wonderful people in it. You can't use a broad brush and say everyone in it's bad, everyone marching is bad. No, they're not all communists marching. Some of them are nice people. But the point of Black Lives Matter is, in fact, communism. And so here's Muhammad Ali's son backing up. I couldn't say it better. Muhammad Ali Jr., on the 4th anniversary of his death, Muhammad Ali's only biological son says his father would be against Black Lives Matter, calling the movement racist and the protesters devils. The legendary boxer and activist stood up against racism throughout his life. Muhammad Ali Jr. says his dad would have been sickened by how the protests have turned to violence and looting after the death of George Floyd. Don't bust up stuff. He used a different word. Don't trash the place. You can peacefully protest. I agree. My father would have said they ain't nothing but devils. My father said all lives matter. I don't think he'd agree with Black Lives Matter. And then he said of the Black Lives Matter movement, and by the way, the son, like his father, Muhammad Ali, is a Muslim. And he says, I think Black Lives Matter is racist. It's not Black Lives Matter. It's White Lives Matter. Chinese Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. Everyone's life matters. God loves everyone. He never singled anyone out. Killing is wrong no matter who it is. And on police brutality, he defended law enforcement. Police don't wake up and think, I'm going to kill a black guy today or kill a white guy today. They're just trying to make it back home to their family in one piece. As far as the killing of George Floyd, the officer was wrong. But people don't realize there was more footage than what they showed. The guy resisted arrest. The officer was doing his job, and he used the wrong tactic. He agrees with President Trump that Antifa fomented violence during the Floyd protests and should be labeled a terrorist organization. They're no different from Muslim terrorists. They should all get what they deserve. They are effing up businesses, beating up innocent people in the neighborhood, smashing up police stations and shops. They're terrorists. They're terrorizing the community. He's a father of two, 47 years old, Muhammad Ali Jr., a Muslim. Good example, as I said on the early show today. I'll take a black Muslim conservative and patriot who loves America any day over a white liberal who hates America any day. So there goes your whole racist argument. There is no racism among conservatives. I much prefer black conservatives than I do white liberals. Especially the kind who want to take down statues. Statues of Jesus. White Jesus, as he put it. Hope you're with me in segment number one, so you know what I'm talking about. There's a new Lenin statue erected. The king and founder of communism. It's erected in Germany as Washington, Jefferson, and Moore fall in the United States. Can you imagine? These are the greatest men that ever lived, and we're tearing down their statues. But Lenin we're putting up, who resulted in 100 million people killed in the 20th century. Communism murdered, not killed, murdered 100 million people. Rioters teared down a statue of Francis Scott Key, the author of the Star-Spangled Banner. These are rioters in San Francisco, California. On September 14, 1814, Francis Scott Key composed the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner after witnessing the massive overnight British bombardment of Fort McHenry in Maryland during the War of 1812. Key was an American lawyer. He watched the siege while under detainment on a British ship and penned the famous words after observing with awe that Fort McHenry's flag survived the 1,800 bomb assault. He wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. And they tore it down. They also tore down a religious statue of Father Junipero Serra and former President Ulysses S. Grant. From George Washington to Ulysses S. Grant, and yes, in Boston, they want to tear down a statue of Lincoln, who freed the slaves. Monuments vandalized from coast to coast amid Black Lives Matter protests. This country is being attacked by communists and communism, and they're trying to hide behind the name Black Lives Matter because, of course, we all agree that black lives matter, as well as white lives matter, and Asian lives matter, Jewish lives matter, every life matters, Christian lives matter, women's life matters, gay life matters.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is signing an executive order extending foreign worker restrictions through the end of the year. The new order extends restrictions originally enacted in April due to the coronavirus pandemic and expands on the previous directive, which blocks most people from receiving a permanent residency visa or green card. The new order also prohibits visas for most guest workers who come to the United States for temporary or seasonal work, but exempts farmers, among others. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is calling on Fulton County's district attorney to recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case.
It's time we put pressure on this district attorney to step aside in this case and let the investigation happen with an independent DA.
Collins speaking there on Fox News, accusing DA Paul Howard of filing the charges based on politics and asking for the attorney general down in Georgia to appoint a special prosecutor. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCN Life.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built. Only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser, like most of the rest of the Republican Party. Bunch of ass kissers. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the USA. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's why every day we go to war right here. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. The great Edward Stoltz in charge, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg in charge. Most fan-friendly show in America. Contact me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And call in anytime at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We come straight to our guest, Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News, Breitbart.com. His new book, Red November, available for pre-order on Amazon at Amazon.com. Red November at Amazon.com. And he's got a great column out, After TikTok, 2020 Election is About China. Joel, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Great to be back with you.
Tell me about this column. Why is, I mean, I know why the 2020 election has a lot to do with China, but why does this have to do with the Tulsa event on Saturday and TikTok and China?
Well, let's set the backdrop and the context. Remember that Twitter censored the president a few weeks ago because it said he was providing inaccurate information about California's voting by mail system, although that system is probably unconstitutional. And Twitter's own information was wrong, but never mind that. The start of it is you can't use Twitter or Facebook to provide misleading information about voting or elections or any of that. Okay. But then Democrats went and used TikTok, which is a social media app popular among teenagers, to spam the Trump campaign sign up for the Tulsa, Oklahoma rally, and they claimed hundreds of thousands of tickets they never intended to use. So they basically pranked the Trump campaign, and then when it was over, they high-fived each other and they boasted about it. Even some prominent people like Steve Schmidt, who ran John McCain's campaign and is a devoted never-Trumper, proudly boasted that his daughter, who's 16 years old, got hundreds of tickets to the Trump rally she never intended to use. And they bragged about it. But TikTok happens to be owned by a Chinese company, and it represents foreign intervention in an American
right.
election.
There you go.
A foreign-based company to allow Americans or anybody else to prank the Trump campaign, the Biden campaign, anyone. So they're out there high-fiving each other. The same people who were whining and crying over Russian interference in the 2016 election are now celebrating what is, by their standards, Chinese interference in the 2020 election.
Yeah, well, listen, you know that Saul Alinsky said the ends justify the means. They think anything is fair. You can loot, you can burn, you can riot. Whatever you have to do to bring America down to its knees and make it a socialist Marxist nation, whatever you have to do to make it fair and create social justice, all is fair in war. And they think we're at war. See, they think we're at civil war. And the average American hears from the media, oh, that's ridiculous, that's racist, that's extreme to think that. The Democrat left, the extreme left, the Democrat Party, in my opinion, believes we are at civil war, and they're acting under war terms. The rest of us are under the delusion there is no war in the United States. So it's a really bad situation when one side is fighting with anything and everything, including cheating on the election, cheating with illegals voting, cheating with TikTok, and cheating to screw up Trump's campaign and his rallies. And our side is always playing it fair, and fair doesn't work when the other guy cheats.
No, and Democrats have decided anything is permissible, and that's one of the reasons that the Trump campaign is very concerned about this vote-by-mail proposal. You know, there are Republicans who like voting by mail. There are people, for example, in senior or assisted living homes who want to vote by mail, don't want to go out, and Republicans have to remember those voters count, too. But what we're seeing is Democrats are willing to cheat, and the irony of this Tulsa rally is that Democrats are having a good time laughing it up, but they just demonstrated why you can't have vote by mail in this environment, because if people are able to get around cybersecurity walls, if they're able to prank officials, whether from campaigns or state election agencies, they're going to be able to cheat in this election, and vote by mail presents the most vulnerable system to cheating. You don't have to take our word for it. Jimmy Carter said the same thing in 2005 when he led a bipartisan commission on voting reform. He said voting by mail presents the greatest threat for voter fraud.
All right, switching topics. Obviously, you know, we're in total agreement. We're talking to Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. You can find him at Breitbart.com. His new book, Red November, available pre-order at Amazon.com. But one of my big bugaboos in life is that, you know, my parents were two of the original founders of the New York State Conservative Party. And they were two of the people that, you know, we're talking about 50 years ago. We're talking about rhinos, Jacob Javits and Nelson Rockefeller, Republicans in name only, who were screwing up the party. And they helped elect James Buckley, U.S. Senator, and Reagan, President of the United States, and people like that were real conservatives. So I think I understand the definition of conservatism as well as anybody. So when John Bolton says in his book, The Room Where It Happened, that Trump is not a conservative Republican nor competent to serve as commander-in-chief, before the election, I had a list of my top 20 things I believe in. Trump agrees with me on all 20. How is Trump not a conservative? If those are the same things I believe in, and I was there at the beginning of the conservative party.
First of all, John Bolton is out there promoting this book, which is anti-Trump, in the middle of a crucially important election, and the only political effect the book could possibly have, if anybody takes it seriously, is to help elect Joe Biden on the most radical left-wing platform in the history of the United States. By the way, that's not me saying that. That's Barack Obama. He came out, endorsed Joe Biden, and said, this is the most progressive platform in history. So the left knows this is the most left-wing they've ever dared to be. And Bolton is out there complaining about Trump not being ideologically rigid enough, meanwhile helping Biden get elected. How does it serve the conservative cause to have Joe Biden elected on a radical left-wing platform with advisors like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? So I don't think John Bolton passes the conservative test by his own standard.
Right, exactly. That's the point I was trying to make. It's absurd. I know what conservative is, and everything I believe in, top 20, Trump believes in, and either did in his first term or is trying to do, maybe blocked at every occasion by liberal Democrats or senators or congressmen, but nonetheless trying to do everything I believe in. And this guy's telling me he's not a conservative. Makes me angry, angry. Let's talk a little bit about one of the things that really scares me, Joel, which is the fact that America is becoming a lot, you know, there are similarities out there with everything from the Soviet Union to the People's Republic of China to Nazi Germany to South Africa and apartheid. There's a lot of bad things involved, in my opinion, in these extreme left movements and the censorship. And so Mayor de Blasio of New York City, who's an outright communist, basically, would establish a city commission for racial justice and reconciliation. Sounds exactly like what they've done in South Africa with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, where at this very moment the government is basically winking and nodding as black people walk onto white farms and ranches and murder the ranchers and just take over their property.
Well, let's talk for a second about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa. That was a sincere effort to bury the hatchet between the old apartheid regime and the anti-apartheid movement, both of whom committed human rights abuses during the struggle. The apartheid regime tortured political activists.
Correct.
Oppressive government.
Very bad.
The anti-apartheid movement also imprisoned dissidents. They committed all kinds of crimes. They would be flaming tires around the necks of people who were suspected of being informers. So all kinds of bad stuff happened. If they aired all the laundry out in public, it was really quite remarkable. But what Bill de Blasio is trying to do is equate those extreme violations of human rights with the ordinary, everyday New York City police officer, the men and women in blue, protecting the safety and security of communities, particularly communities of color, in New York City. It's absurd, and it's actually offensive. And I wonder what the other side of that Truth and Reconciliation Commission is going to be like. Are we going to have testimony from criminals? Are they going to come clean about their human rights abuses, about the human rights abuses committed by gangs against the communities they terrorize? No, we're not going to have that. He's just basically accused the New York Police Department of human rights abuses. And it's an example of how far the left has gone off the rails. You know, when I was working on my book, Red November, Bill de Blasio, when he declared his candidacy, he never really got above 0% in the polls. And there was a group of police officers who followed him around the country, literally. They drove to Detroit for the debate. They drove to Miami. And they were saying, this guy's the worst mayor ever. And they followed him everywhere. They were so determined that Americans should not ever take this guy seriously. The police officers followed him around the country protesting Bill de Blasio. And he dropped out a short time later. This guy does not have any credibility when it comes to public safety in New York City or anywhere.
Oh, yeah, and I want to remind you and everyone, in Iowa, he actually got zero in a poll, not 0%. Zero. Out of like 1,200 people, he got zero votes. So this is not exactly a guy that has credibility. But I just want to make sure everybody knows, right now in South Africa, I'm a guy who hated apartheid. I'm a guy, you know, as my background Jewish, I understand slavery. Believe me, no people deserve to be enslaved. Terrible. White South Africans treated the blacks awful. But today, two wrongs don't make a right. Today, there's a lot of bad things going on with the black government taking advantage and winking and nodding as blacks walk onto white farms and kill them to steal their property. Literally, it's happening every single day in South Africa. There's a new case of it. So, you know, we do not want America to ever become South Africa or communist Cuba or communist Venezuela or any of these extreme countries. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. You can find his writings at Breitbart.com. And his new book is Red November, available right now at Amazon.com for pre-order. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
God bless. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. We'll be back with more on USA Radio Network. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, the GOP is targeting 54 Democrat congressional seats, and they only need to flip 17 to retake the House. Now, that's assuming you don't lose any of your own. We may lose 5 of ours, say. If you lose 5, then you got to flip 17 plus 5. You got to flip 22 seats. But they're targeting 54 seats. So I think we got a very decent shot of retaking the House. And if Trump's reelected and we have the House and the Senate, then we got everything. Now, the problem is, back in 2016, Trump was elected and we had everything. Huge majority of governors, huge majority of lieutenant governors, huge majority of secretary of states, huge majority of state legislatures. We had both the House and the Senate and the presidency. We had everything. And, you know, we accomplished a few things, really important things, major cuts in regulation, major cuts in taxes, and you know, attempting to get control of the border again. But that's about it. Should have been a lot more. Trump was on all the right side of every issue, but the rhinos in the House weren't. And the question is whether these are the right kind of Republicans. You know, if we have the House, are we going to be able to do something with it? Or these people stand in the way? But I do say it's a good sign. I do say the special election in California, where now Congressman Mike Garcia defeated a Democrat who, you know, it was a Democrat seat. She was not in office because she had been kicked out, but it was a Democrat seat. And that's the first time we flipped a Democrat seat back in the GOP hands in California in decades. And I think this can happen all over the United States. The head of the NRCC said in 43 of the 54 districts we're targeting, to flip from Democrat to Republican, 43 of the 54 are in better condition for Republicans than that Southern California district. So I don't agree that we're in a lot of trouble. I agree America's in a lot of trouble right now. And by the way, I'm not always on Trump's side. On some issues, I criticize Trump. Where are you as there's rioting and looting? Everyone's going to say these are states' rights issues. These are mayor's issues. Trump can't go in. Bull spit. You can't let the country go under. People pay taxes, and Democrat governors don't care about looting and rioting and burning and torching. This is ridiculous. They don't care that someone takes over downtown Seattle. This is ridiculous. They don't care that statues are being defaced and destroyed. Trump needs to pass an executive action right now that gives you 20 years in prison for defacing or destroying a statue. Just like he needs to pass a law that says if you burn the American flag, you go to prison. Now that's a one-year burning the American flag. Destroying a statue? I love the flag, but that's not the point. A statue is worth big money. You know how much money is spent on these beautiful statues that represent history, that have stood in these places for, I don't know, 100 years, 50 years, 75 years, 120 years? And you're going to destroy them like ISIS? Like history doesn't matter? It's got to be erased? Trump needs to do something and do it now. Take action, President Trump. And speaking of action, another big day for gold and silver, as last I heard. Let me go look as we speak right now, because I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Hold on one second. So, gold today, gold jumps, hits the highest point in more than a month. Big day for gold. Gold's at 1766. Silver still at 1784, just a smidge under $18 an ounce. Gold, $1,766 an ounce. They both have been very, very, very successful for the last few months, for good reason. Gold and silver, I constantly tell you, are an insurance policy. You know, it's not like stocks. Stocks you buy because you like a stock. You think it'll go up over time. You like Apple computers, you buy Apple. Apple's not about an insurance policy, but gold and silver are an insurance policy. If things go bad, gold and silver go up. And if you're in riots or pandemics, gold and silver go up. And so you want to own gold and silver. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire anywhere from 1 to 100 of them, depending on what you can afford. 1 to 100 at dealer cost, meaning you get in at a wholesale price. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. And I got to tell you, it's like the greatest time in the history of the world to own gold, in my humble opinion. Because there is so much spending going on right now all over the world to keep each country alive in the face of COVID and the, you know, failing economy of each country because we stopped the world for 2.5-3 months. Or longer in cases like New York, New Jersey, California. They're still stopped to some extent. And then the riots extended it even further in places like New York. So you're just talking about a major stoppage of work in the world and in America. And so to overcome all this, you're going to have to spend, 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 and give welfare, give welfare, give welfare, corporate welfare, small business welfare through the SBA, and, of course, welfare to individuals. And pretty soon you spend more money than all the money in the world, and you've got massive inflation, and you know what's coming next, gold and silver through the roof. That's my belief. But it's just hard to believe anybody would allow statues of Ulysses S. Grant, George Washington, the father of our country. I found out today from Niger Innes, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show now, the earlier show, Wainwright, the early edition here in Vegas on KBET, 10 a.m. to noon every day. I found out from Niger that on George Washington's death, he made all the slaves free men. He was the greatest. I mean, if you count one person that's the greatest man in the history of America, it has to be George Washington. Founder of America, led us to victory in the war, refused to become a king for life, refused it, said, "What? Why do we just fight a revolution? You all love me so much, you want to make me a king for life. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be a king for life. I'm going to serve my time and go home." And then upon death, freed the slaves. Wow, what a great guy. Who would take down his statue? Communists.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.